embarrassed with us.
You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch.
You can't stop it.
I gotta say that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here.
Enjoy it. It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys. Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chance. You want to leave.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Got to go big. Really big.
Message erased.
Tell me what the scene is here. I just walked in.
All right. Dave and Giggles are at a wine bar. It's called Wine Gas. And there's a few dudes in, like, flip-flops, but, like, a lot of chicks. Like, probably, like, 70-30 chicks to dudes. All right, so hold on. Hold the phone.
Chicks are loading my van.
Wow. We're trying to get an interview here with TJ Boss. And two chicks just walk out with a guitar and a couple of speakers.
Hot chicks, too.
Hot chicks.
Hot chicks loading the van.
Does this happen often?
Tell us about it.
No, this is the first, actually. I was shocked.
So tell us this we thing, because right now people want to know, is it the TJ Moss Band, is the Yes Team, is it, what you got going on?
You know what, right now I got nothing going on.
You got nothing.
It's beautiful.
Enjoying the downtime.
Yes, I'm very much enjoying it.
As far as labels, you're not, it's a, not
you look
nothing,
good.
There's no labels. You're just playing music, no, you're just,
you know,
feeling.
It's a time for reflection, you know. I've been going hard at it for 8 months with the Yes Team, and we have made a lot of traction, much more traction in 8 months than I made, you know, in 5 years with TJ Moss Band.
So you guys got tattoos. This is another thing.
We did get tattoos.
Let's say yes. What, it just says yes.
It just says yes.
Can you hear me?
Positive affirmation.
Why would you point the mic at
the thing? I thought it was a video.
You let me know when we want to stop the Yes Team. I got in here last second.
People that you want to thank, like, while you're out there, you're back in New York City, you're back here in the van talking to David Giggles. Is there anybody you want to thank besides us that got you there?
too many people. Oh, my goodness. My parents were, you know, like, just absolutely amazing. They believe, you know.
Yeah.
It's all the people that believe.
What's next? What's on the horizon for the Yes Team? TJ Moss, JoJo Walsh.
Well, it sounds actually.
Kitty Guy.
It sounds like we've got a gig in Austin, Texas. It's Beer Fest. It's a big thing out there. It's October 1st, and it sounds like we're gonna be booked. And
can you call us from Beer Fest?
For sure, man.
Done.
Nice.
All right, we are Dave and Giggles. I thought I pressed that, and I thought that was a TJ Moss song, but it was the interview you did with him. Good times. They're not going to be in Austin. That was quite a while ago. But I am
that
Dave.
That was a long time.
That was a while ago. I had it on my thing. I thought it was a song. I thought we'd intro the song, intro a song of TJ Moss, but no, it's the Yes Team. Are they still together?
No, so the Yes Team is the, well, they're not the No Team now, but they're all doing though. Which is, it was funny. I actually listened to their CD a couple weeks ago in the car. I was like, oh, this is, you know, when you ever go like through your old stuff and be like, oh, let me listen to some CDs.
Yeah.
And so I put their CD in and it was like, oh, this is good.
It's a Yes
They got
team.
A great song. I wish I had it queued up. This would be great if we would have done any pre-show prep.
Yeah, we didn't. We totally didn't.
We've talked about this.
Where are you right now? What are you, outside?
I'm kind of outside. I mean, like, inside and outside. I was doing a standing-up show.
Ooh, I like it.
Because I think the energy will be a little bit better, you know? Because I stood up for the last 10 minutes of the last show that we did on Wednesday.
It felt good.
And it felt good. It kind of, like, you know, gave me something to do, you know?
It's actually, like, quite a thing. Because we were both work in, like, the production and post-production world. And, like, I've noticed a new trend. The new trend is to get a stand-up table.
And oh, so it's that so you're in working, right now, stand-up desks.
Yeah, you're working at a stand-up, and then those desks are probably making so much money where you can actually move the desk so that it's a sitting position, or move it so that it's an upper position, standing position. So it's like it's movable desk, which is kind of cool. But I also hate the people that stand all day. Like, oh, what do you think, you're better than me because you're going to stand all day? It just pisses me off.
Or treadmill desks.
Oh, Is that a thing? Is that a legitimate thing?
I think so. Yeah, there are some treadmill desks out there.
Ugh. So. Well, for a while, I don't think it's much in favor as it is anymore. But there was that like yoga ball chair.
Oh yeah, thing. I've seen those. Those are nice.
Yeah, they are nice, but I don't see anybody using them anymore because like it was supposed to help with posture and like help with your core because you're sitting there and you're like working your abs while you sit all day because you're on a bouncy ball. I don't see anybody using them anymore, so I don't know. That was a quick fad.
Maybe you're not in the right places. Well, you only go to work at one place.
This is
so
true.
You're not like.
But I'm in a building of a whole bunch of offices, so I think I would see it, but I don't see it with anybody. So maybe it's just in the production world they don't have it anymore. It's out.
Yeah, you got to. We got some new artwork on our. It's not really on our website, but I just posted it to Facebook to try to get some. Last minute listeners,
what'd
the
you put up
Joe,
there?
Joe's cartoon. You got to take a look.
Did you put it up?
I put it up there because it's good. Joe Joseph Marconi, sort of a Renaissance man.
He is a Renaissance man.
He's out in L.A.
man.
And he's been, he's kind of our graphic designer. You know, he kind of comes in with some good stuff. And he just posted I just posted
you
some
just
new
posted.
Artwork.
Yeah,
looks good. I like it.
I
you
just
look awesome. I think we are talking about things that. People can't see right now.
Right. Well, if you go to the Facebook page, you'll see it, or one of our Facebook pages, you'll see it. Joe did a thing, and I was like, you made me look like I have a mullet. He made me look like I have a mullet, which I was like, come on, dude. Make me look
with
at least.
The bad bangs? It's good. With the.
Yeah. Oh, and then he was like, all right, take a bunch of pictures. So one day while I was at work, he had me do a photo shoot and I sent him a whole bunch of pictures. And I know he was doing it just to get a laugh out of himself because he never updated it or sent me anything new. So he just creates that, thinks it's real funny. And then we'll post it out because why not?
Yeah,
it's good.
It's good.
So I officially put in. To the radio show because season 5 is starting I think in like a month, season 5 of Radio Free Brooklyn, and I put in to see if we can extend our show to a 2-hour show.
Ooh.
Nothing is certain, and I told them that any day pretty much except for Saturdays we're available after 7, so if maybe we'll move to a weekday show, that'd be kind of cool too.
Yeah,
but
I can see it happening.
Well, there's no news as of yet, but it would be real sweet because I feel like when we did that Wednesday 2-hour show, that was where we were in our prime. That was like 2 hours is where we're at.
Endurance.
Yeah,
you really get into the meat of the matter.
Well, I feel like you get flow, and like in an hour when you start the flow, the show's over.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's
and here true. We are talking, pre-production
it's
meeting
all right.
notes.
It's all right. If you are just tuning in, this is Dave and Giggles.
This is true.
Dave's in New York. I'm in Colorado. But we still keep it going. We've been doing our show for about 8 years.
This is true.
7 years maybe. And we just can't let it go. It's just like that girlfriend you just can't break up
with.
You
just can't break up with. And it's also like our way of being able to catch up with each other over a week. And just like...
basically, our show is basically a recorded phone call between
it is.
Us.
It is. It's a
friends.
High quality phone call. Yeah.
It's true.
It's not bad though. I mean, I enjoy talking to you. So there it is.
Yeah. Well, we should. We're co-hosts. You know, I think what's great about us, and we'll just sit here and pat ourselves on the back for the next hour. But when we first showed, so the impetus, I love talking about the impetus of our show. It's like, you wanted to do a radio show with Ryan and he just never got around to it.
Not
so
at
I
all.
Said, well, let's just do it. Let's make it happen.
Let's do it.
So we got some microphones. We sat around the table. And we loved it. Headphones on. We listened to our voices.
Yeah. And it was like 2009. We started like 2008, 2009, where like not many people were doing it at that time. Like there was podcasts and there was stuff like that. But it was like we just were like, let's do it. So we just got into a couple kitchens. We got wherever we could do it. And we just what did we even talk about back then? That's what we should do. Go back and re-listen.
Oh,
pick
God.
Up.
They're so terrible. We talked about the Renaissance because we wanted there to be a Renaissance of art and music.
No, you wanted there to be a Renaissance of
I
art.
Did.
I kept
I did.
Asking you what you were talking about. Like, give me some examples. I don't think you ever did.
Well, we did go over to that DJ's house, DJ Jazzy J.
Oh, DJ Jazzy J.
Remember we did the show at his place?
Yeah, that was a good
I
show.
I think Josh still lives there. We should get Josh to call in.
We should call, text him. Text him, tell him to call in.
I
just texted Joe, tell him to call in, to call up and talk about his artwork. We'll see if he does.
I love that we just like beg for callers too. We're just like, last show I just, texted my mom. I said, hey, do you want to call in? You know?
That was so good. I loved leaving you out in the lurch.
We harassed people to try to get to call in.
When your mom called in, I just left you to talk to her. That was so great. I love that.
I thought you were going to ask her some questions.
I did ask her some questions, and then they just kind of like flopped and went nowhere. So I just wanted to see where you would go. Not that she was a bad caller. I think she was probably the best caller of the night. It was fantastic. True. Her and Greg Wiener, aces. You know, aces.
Yeah.
They did really good for us. Yeah.
Pete Pigeon should call in.
Text him.
I feel like I'm harassing him because I text him. Like, there's like a select group of like 5 to 10 people that I message before we do the show and say, hey, we're doing our show. Yeah. Call in, or you know.
Yeah, it's true. I was talking to
some
people.
Let's talk about something.
All right, go ahead.
Just like do you have any topics?
No, not at all. So let's just go with what you got here.
I don't have any topics either. Oh, so I almost died on the road again.
Okay, that's a good topic.
So on the way to pick up, this is funny. On the way to pick up the niece from the airport tonight, I take the back road. I like the back road because the other way to
the
airport is a toll road, and then the other way, Plan C, is it takes you out of the way to get the airport. So there's a back road from my house to the airport, which is awesome because you only pass like 2 to 3 cars on your 15-minute drive, and it's a great drive. It's just there's open fields and you can see the planes coming in.
Sure.
And
middle of nowhere. You're in the middle of nowhere in Colorado.
The roads are a little bumpy. Like you got to slow down in some parts because they don't maintain these
roads. Are they all paved or is there some?
They're paved. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
They're paved. And there's some weird stuff along the way. There's just some weird, buildings and a couple things that you're like, what are you? And what were you? You know, like this, there's this oval track that I want to find out what it is because I think it's something. They have this like oval sort of.
Is it kept up?
What's up?
Is the oval track kept up or is it overgrown?
No. It's decrepit. And there's like a barbed wire fence around it. And
should
it's,
break
you know,
in
it's,
there.
10 miles south of the airport. And there's some, just some other like cool, weird, random buildings, on this like,
Are they abandoned?
I don't know. They look like they're in use, but they look like they're like secret spy, spots.
So this is where we meet up to make that like $1 billion gun transaction.
Totally.
Yeah.
We could film something that looks like that because it totally looks like.
Well, it's also Colorado has one of like the most questionable airports in America because don't they have all that artwork of like aliens and stuff like that?
Well, there's a ton of conspiracy theories about DIA, and it's huge. They just had like open land to work with. They had thousands of acres to build this airport, and this thing is busy. It's got planes coming in.
Sure, everyone's trying to come and get some weed and then get out of there.
Get out.
Yeah, totally.
Coming, get my weed and get out.
Yeah. But what are the conspiracies? Because I know there's a couple of like spaceships and there's a couple of alien portraits and stuff.
Yeah, there's some cool art. Like the artwork is really crazy out there. You could see it if you came out to Denver and visited.
It's true, I will.
But I've been out here for 3 years and you still haven't come to visit.
It's true, I've been
busy.
So are
we true?
I've been
busy.
That's
the question. Are we true enough friends? Are we besties?
I thought so, but maybe you're putting a lot of questions. You're raising a lot of questions here. Maybe
too much
I'm
pressure.
Not. Too much pressure.
Because you've gone out to L.A. to see Andy.
I went out. Yeah, I've gone out there. The problem is that like I have a lot of people in L.A. So when I go to L.A., I get to see them all, right? And when I go to Colorado, it's just you,
But you haven't been.
This isn't making it better.
No.
I will come out.
I
told you.
Your video chat is horrible right now. Maybe this is what we need to do is to just, there you go. There's your eyes.
Well, you're in the dark. I can barely see you.
I know, But the lighting is terrible.
I guess I can
move the laptop a little bit.
That's nice. Oh, you look. Still, every show you do, your eyes get cut off. There you go. That looks great.
There we go.
Hey, you look great like that.
There we go. It's like therapy. It's an hour of therapy.
Where's Deb? We should get Deb to call in.
She tried to call in the other night, but we were on the phone with Greg, and so we just gave Greg first dibs.
We have nonstop callers.
All right,
here's the
thing.
Okay.
Your buddy can't call in anymore. The guy.
Can't stop him now. Like, he's literally has put a reminder on his phone. This is probably him. Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, this is Dan. I'm Mike's friend.
Hey, buddy. What's happening, Dan? I reached out to Dan. Dan was one of those guys. I was like, Dan, call in the show. Talk about your cruise. Tell us about your vacation, bro. You've been on vacation for the last 10 days. And now you're for our listeners at home who might have been following us, Dan was the guy that went to the BronyCon,
Oh, right.
What do you call it? Just to give you a little backup. Sorry, that was a terrible intro, Dan.
It was terrible. Like, the only reason we know him is because he brought his daughter to BronyCon.
It's true.
Well, I just want to quell, like, any rumors. Just it was not any kind of Brony cruise at all.
Okay, good.
It was I just felt like I had to clear the air there on that one.
Sure. So what kind is it? Is it like a what kind of con cruise is it then?
It was a typical like carnival cruise. It was like a like an 8-day cruise. We left out of Port Canaveral, went to St. Kitts, St. Martin, Puerto Rico.
Sounds like a lovely time.
And Grand Turk.
Very nice.
It was great.
I have a question for you, Dan. So the con that you went to, I don't mean to bring it up again, but the con that you went to, I recently, today actually, bought tickets to the Walking Dead convention, and it's in Jersey, and it's in December. But my niece's 14th birthday is in November, so I bought her tickets to go to the convention in December, you know, because she loves The Walking Dead, and I figured that's a good birthday present. What tips do you have to bringing a girl to a convention?
I went to the Walking Dead convention in Denver last year.
Okay.
And I bought a wearable flask with about 30 ounces of vodka in it.
Smart.
So that's my tip for you. But they're like a lot of fun. They're like cheap to get in, but they have a lot of vendors selling stuff.
Oh, I
bet. So it's really easy to spend a lot of money. And
on what?
Kind of geek. Because like it's not just The Walking Dead, you know, it's like the whole universe of sort of sci-fi horror type thing.
Sure.
So there's people there from like old horror movies that only like a true film buff would have heard of.
So some of the outfits.
People are selling shirts.
Yeah. So some of the costumes that people are going to wear are going to be like these really like out there, like, you know, like outfits that only like the select few geeks will understand.
Yeah. I mean, like it's mostly Walking Dead and the Walking Dead themed stuff, but like most things like that, it like includes the whole universe of horror and sci-fi, except, you know, I mean, like there's no Trekkies or Star Wars or anything like that. But,
sure. There's a whole different
world. Like that Firefly show. Mm. You look to see people dressed up as characters from that.
Really? So you have this like kind of like Earthbound Walking Dead zombie type thing, and then they throw some space into it?
Yeah, I mean, because like it's the same genre of fans, I guess I'm trying to say. Like it's the same type of fans.
Nerds.
Yeah, nerds.
And nerds. Exactly.
You could say it, Dan. We don't have to be nice.
We don't have to bounce around here.
Yeah. They sell cool stuff. Like cool like theme kind of t-shirts and stuff like that. They sell frame pictures and the whole thing, and then they have actors from like a bunch of shows, mostly The Walking Dead.
That's good.
And
because that's what I'm paying
you
for.
You can pay like, yeah, you can pay like $10 to get an autograph with them or whatever.
All right.
So
was it worth it? Did you have fun going to The Walking Dead con?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was a blast, and I'm disappointed that they skipped Denver this year. It was a lot of fun.
Who was the guests at this Walking Dead con that you went to?
I'm blanking on their names. Like the red haired guy Abe, I think.
Okay, Abraham.
Abraham was there. Carol wasn't there. Like the very top tier actors weren't there. Like Carol or Rick weren't there.
Sure.
But like a bunch of the other ones were, and there are people that were there that were basically that they were just there for like one or two episodes were also there too. they didn't really have a line or anything, but they were there.
Were hanging out. They were part of the show in some capacity, so might as well rake in the money of a con as while they can.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly.
So you're saying it was worth
appearance
it.
Fees. I mean, like, if you're not working, the best thing to, as an actor, the best thing to do is to go to one of these things and, you know, grab an appearance fee and sign some autographs and get your fan, like, your fan base are the ones that are keeping you going.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's true. Well, so, yeah,
I've been seeing a lot of cosplay and stuff online, and it kind of looks fun. Like, I see some really good costumes. Yeah. I was like, that's got to be fun. Like, I haven't done it before. Well, I've done some weird, like, theaters production where I wore, like, a lot of tight-fitting spandex, but we won't get into that. But, like, it looks – cosplay does look pretty fun, you know?
You did send me a picture. What is this picture of that you just sent me? I know you can't see it, Dan, but maybe he can describe what's happening in this picture.
So we took Leo and some classmates to the Jungle Book at this theater, little children's theater downtown, and the cast was really cool. They, you know, it's like four girls and this one guy, and they all like played all the parts, and they, you know, changed costumes really quick and like narrated the story. And so afterwards, you know, the actors were all there, and Leo and his friends were wanting to, you know, get pictures with the cast, which was really cool, you know, because then they kind of bring it all full circle that these people are the ones that are on stage.
Sure.
So that was my that was my cosplay, was the Shere Khan in the, you know, I was happy about the play, but I wish there had been more sort of men to balance it out, because there was like four girls and one guy, and the guy was playing Mowgli, but you know, there just wasn't, you know,
story, or did they just do like snips of it?
No, they did like a story. It was kind of, you know, an hour long.
Okay.
And it was, what do you call it? There was no songs. There was a couple like, you know, rhythm sections and stuff like that. But it was cute. Like, the kids liked it, you know?
It's fun.
So
I have one story, because it kind of reminds me of your picture. There's like that lioness chick, and she's like, you know, has her paws out and she's ready to growl, and the kids are doing that. When I was young, my mom and dad brought me to Cats. And in the Broadway show Cats, and we were sitting at a spot where it was like by the orchestra area, but it was set back to like the second level, and we were like right in line of the aisle. So like when I looked at the stage, there was an aisle that led up to the stage, which was cleared out. And when all the cats would run off and on the stage, they would run all around. And at one point, one ran up and crouched down and kneeled right in front of me, facing the stage, so it was facing away from me. And I was probably like five at the time. And my dad was like, he just leaned over to me. He was sitting next to me, and he goes, "Pull its tail. Pull its tail." So I did, because my dad told me to. So I pulled its tail, and it looked back at me and hissed at me. And then ran off, and I was just like mortified. I was like, "What the hell just happened?" And my dad was cracking up. He thought it was the funniest thing in the world. But yeah,
that's awesome.
So there's my cosplay of Cats. There you go.
Cosplay, yeah. Cats is a weird musical, man. It's just like there's no point in it. They're all just like singing, being cats.
Cats.
And you know, it was just like, that's weird to be just like a cat for an hour.
I don't even remember the story of Cats. I remember at one point, like, they get beamed up into some kind of light, right? They get like, I don't even remember. Let's not even go down that road.
To me, you basically described every musical ever.
Yeah, totally.
That I've ever gone to.
Yeah.
Just pointless singing, and then there's a light.
And then there's a light. And it looks like they're all going to heaven, and then you kind of nod off and take a nap.
All right, so Dan, I got to ask you about the cruise, because you were on a cruise for like 7 or 8 days, and I just think cruise, like, my opinion of cruises, they're fun, but there becomes a point where like you see everybody on the boat again, and you went with a lot of people, you know, some neighbors. So tell us, like, you know, good and the bad about the cruise. Did anybody get sick? Was there, you know, did you guys get, you know, icebergs? What was the theme of the cruise?
Icebergs.
There's no icebergs, fortunately. Since it was in the Caribbean, but the first day I fell upstairs and I sprained my foot.
Ooh, first day.
The boat hadn't
first
even
day.
Left the harbor yet. Yeah. The boat was still in port. I had only been on the boat for a couple hours, but that was enough time to get quite a few drinks in.
Sure.
I just kind of missed a step. And then the other only bad things, and people, some friends of ours, they lost their luggage, or they lost a couple suitcases like on the return trip.
Completely lost? Like they're not really coming back? Like somebody grabbed their their bags,
or they threw them off.
Gone. Yeah, I'm sure they're it's gone forever because they went to pick them up in port and one of their bags was missing.
Ugh.
So I mean, if it was even an accident, I mean, by the time that person gets home and to Kansas, wherever, and they open that suitcase, they're not going to want to ship it anywhere.
No.
Or even know where it's supposed to go, probably.
Yeah,
or,
they don't care.
I don't know, because they had their tags on there, so...
Do they reimburse for that? Like, if they lose it, do they, like...
No.
There's no insurance on that at all. You're screwed.
Yeah, on a cruise. Screwed. On a plane, yeah,
you're better off with an airline.
Reimbursed.
Yeah. But this is why, even when I go on planes, I try to pack as light as possible, like everything I can into a backpack so I can carry it on with me. I just don't trust any of these people at all because what are they don't care.
In fact when we took this bus shuttle from the cruise ship back to the airport, the bus driver had the passengers wait on the bus for a minute while he took the luggage out, he said, because he didn't want people to get in the way. And so we get out there and we're all done, and this lady starts freaking out. She's all, I had two bags.
Ugh.
She's all, and then she was blaming the driver because she said that she made everyone wait inside, and she said if she'd gotten out in time, she would have been able to maybe see what was there.
Oh, that's
and
so
then
terrible.
She asked him, so what do I do now? And he's all, I don't know. It just kind of walked off.
That's terrible. They just don't give a shit. Yeah. That's so bad.
They honestly don't. Yeah.
I also hate that, like, when you take a plane, too. I know it's a little different, but when you take a plane and everyone gets off the plane and they're all going to the turnstile and they're waiting for the luggage, it's like bad, angry traffic. Like, everyone is pissed off. They want to get up front. They want to be one right there for it. And it's the same way I deal with traffic. I just lay back for a while until everyone starts fighting. And then when they clear out a little bit, that's when I head up. Because I can't deal with that.
Yeah.
I just can't deal with that.
Everybody wants to be first. It's everybody. Evolution, man. You want to get your thing in there, you know?
Such
get
a bad way to go.
Get what's yours.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. So where are you at now, Dan? You're off? You're off the...
I'm back at home now in Colorado. Going back to work tomorrow and the whole usual thing.
Back at it. Back at it. I like it. All right, so when's the next convention for you? What are you planning on doing? I feel like you go to a lot of conventions.
The next one's probably going to be in the fall again. I'm not sure if I'll go or not. It was just kind of weird last time. And I may just let my daughter forget about it because she brings it up. She'll be almost 13, I think, by the next one. And she's already a little kind of creeped out.
Yeah, that was
time.
A little creepy, definitely. Yeah. That's the one thing, like, my niece is really excited. She really wanted to go to it. But I'm wondering, like, how much of a creep feeling will there be for, like, a 14-year-old girl? Like, will she fit in? Will she be okay with the whole thing? Or will it be a little creepy?
For a Walking Dead?
Yeah, for the Walking Dead one.
Oh, yeah. That shouldn't be creepy at all.
No creep.
And again, the bar to me is grown men dressed up as girls' toys.
It's weird.
You know, so so Walking Dead is a whole other level. I mean, there's really nothing creepy at all about it.
That's good to know.
And the people there and stuff.
That's good to know.
There is, this weekend, I think, or next weekend, there is an adult expo. It's like XXXpo or whatever. Have you seen the signs for it, Dan? And it's at the Crown Plaza, which is not like a, it's not a beautiful hotel.
So Mike is in the know on this stuff. See, this is what I want you to do.
Well, it's on a billboard. It's on a billboard.
This is what I want you to do. I want you to get your recorder, go down there, get some interviews. Like, just tell the wife that you're going for the show, and it's cool.
It's a business write-off.
It's a business write-off.
Yeah, I'm going for the show. I'm just trying to imagine what the expo would look like, and I feel like it'd be kind of dirty. This is a little, like now with all online stuff, like, why can't you just buy your stuff online? You're going to actually go to, like there's going to be, you know, dolls, things of that nature. That's just a little weird.
I bet your majority of it, though, now is, like, the virtual reality stuff. So you're going to go there, and you're just going to go from, like, one virtual reality session to the next virtual reality session, and you're just going to be watching porn around a whole bunch of dudes, and it's just going to be creepy as shit.
We should go. We should go. If Dan agrees to go with me, I'll go with Dan. Because I feel like Dan and I could go there.
Totally.
You know?
What was that, Dan?
I think what it's supposed to going to be is like a bunch of swingers looking for partners.
Ugh.
That's probably what that's going to be.
Probably. The hotels are just going to be open door policy.
I'm pretty sure that that there's quite a few swingers on this Carnival cruise that I just went on.
I feel like cruises are like hotbeds for that.
One couple kind of partnered up, and then I'd see them like a couple nights later partnered up with someone else from their group. And to be all kind of making out and like, you know, hanging on each other and stuff.
But I feel like that's like the cruise is like the most ideal situation for that, because you get on the cruise, you're literally not in America. You're out in the ocean. So you're like you're in another world. Right. So then you can hook up with whoever you want. And then when you get back to land, you don't have to see that person ever again. So it's like the most ideal situation for that type of scenario. And that's probably why it's got a reputation.
Cruising.
The crew also does that themselves with like each other as well. I've heard where they have a kind of a dating relationship for a few months while they're working, and then they change ships and they start over again with someone else. I've heard that happens too.
Oh, I believe that.
I think that's a fact.
Yeah,
I know some people that have been on some cruise ships.
Yeah,
where they tell me that it's like you're on a cruise ship. You can't fraternize with the guests because you'll get fired.
Yeah.
So the only other.
Yeah.
You know, options are the crew. So you're kind of like, you know, just doing it on the ship. It's human nature. Guys.
It is human nature. I worked on a show, and I won't name the show because I could get in trouble probably, but no one's listening anyway, so it doesn't matter. But I worked on this one show where they went on a cruise and they shot the whole cruise. And it was like for one of those bands from the 90s. So it was like a whole bunch of guys. So everyone on the cruise was like a 40 to 50 year old woman, right? And the crew was a whole bunch of like 20-year-old dudes. And the woman that I was working with, she said every night these 20-year-old dudes would just like sleep with all of these 50-year-old women. And they just they wake up in the morning like out by the pool, like sloshed, half naked, and just waking up being like, oh man, what did I do last night? So I can only imagine, like, especially something like that where most of the people on the cruise, if they're all women, that would be even more crazy because those women are just looking to get laid.
And I'm pretty sure that there's more of that, like on a cruise that's not really for families, like because the Carnival is pretty family oriented.
Right.
But there's plenty of other cruise lines where it's not really family, where it's more of a party, and that's probably just totally rampant.
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, they probably just hand out condoms as you're walking onto the cruise.
Exactly.
Jeez. Do you guys hear about this reality show over in England that they forgot to tell? I don't know if it's true or not because, like, you know, I don't believe anything I read
on
the internet.
Sure, you can't.
But this reality show where it was canceled after like a couple episodes, but they never told the people out there, and you know, the cast were the ones that were filming everything, you know, and they were managing the cameras, but nobody told them for like 7 months.
I did see something like that. I didn't get to read up on it, but basically it was like a survival show, right? And they were out there surviving, videotaping the whole thing. And then after like one episode, it gets canceled. And they never went and told them? Like, what did they do? Just go pick up the film and then just be like, you guys keep doing what you're doing. You're doing great. That's amazing. Somebody should turn that. I mean, if I were if the producer on that show, I would turn that into a documentary because, like, I'm sure the footage they have is totally crazy. And, like, most of it would never have made it to air anyway. So, like, turn that into a documentary. It would probably be fantastic.
I'm, like, skeptical that that's true because it seems
probably
too
hard. I mean, Mike found it.
If that's true, I mean, they should totally make use of that film.
Exactly. You got the film. You own the rights to it. Make something out of it.
Yeah. Well, it sounds good. It sounds like one of those like good story. You know, I don't know if we just need the good stories in the news.
We do.
But it's one of those like, ah, look at that idiot.
It's you know, better like, than Trump. It's better than Trump story. Being in the news.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
I know. All right, Dan. Thanks for calling in, buddy. Good talking to you.
All right. Thanks, guys. All right. Same here.
All right. Later, buddy.
Appreciate it. Glad you're back safe. I think cruises, like, I think about cruises now, and I'm like, oh, it just seems like a bad idea. Because they had that one freaking ship in Italy that started to sink. And when I was like 4 or 5, I saw the Poseidon Adventure, maybe 6 or 7, who knows. But that movie freaked me out.
But that ship
being trapped in a boat.
Yeah,
that's my worst.
That
fear.
Ship that
Holy
sunk
crap.
Like it was just like a mile off the land. I think everybody survived that. Everyone just got off and like walked in or swam to shore. Like it wasn't like out in the middle of the ocean.
What are you talking about? That Italian
one,
ship?
That Italian ship.
No,
yeah.
People died, dude.
Really?
No, yeah, people.
I thought everybody got off of that okay.
No, dude, that's like a movie. Geez. That's some other movie. That's the Sully. That's the plane that landed in the Hudson.
Yeah, no, but I thought everybody survived
that boat, dude.
We'll have to look that up. I'll have to look that up because I believe you, but I thought it was like not that bad. The captain I remember was drunk or something or like high or something and like just didn't realize that he was that close to shore. Bad news. So I went upstate. And then I had dinner with the fam, and towards the end of it, they were all going through. My mom and my grandma were talking. My grandma's like 95, and they were going through like all of my grandmother's sisters and brothers, and she had like 9 brothers and sisters, and they're all dead now except for her. She's the last one remaining, and my grandma can't hear well, so my mom would be like, "What about Nick? What about him?" And she'd be like, "What?"
He's dead.
But it got me thinking, like, my grandma's 95 now. Like, she can't hear very well. She can't move around very well. What is, like, the age that just, like, if you could just
put him down?
Just put him down.
Just let it, like.
Just, like, I mean, I'm not saying I should put my grandma down. I don't want my grandma to go. But, I mean, like, what's the best age to be like, all right, I'm going to call it.
Dude, I think, when you're in your late 90s, I feel like that's. Golden years, man. Like how you're a freaking.
I don't know.
You know my.
You're hurting every
my
day.
My wife's
though.
Grandfather lived 101 or 100. I think 100 or 101. Like up there, maybe 104.
But
I'm
was
not
he
sure,
healthy?
Like, oh,
101.
You know?
Was he healthy?
Yeah, he was healthy.
He was getting around.
Yeah,
he was driving.
So. But I mean, he was over 100, which is crazy.
That's crazy
to live to 100. That's nuts.
That is crazy.
You've been around for 100 years. So.
We're not living that long. That's for sure. But
no,
I mean, like,
no.
The idea that, like, people live that long. I'm like, my grandma's, like, she's 95. She's old, and her legs are also always sore. She's always hurting. She's always cold. She can't
Why
hear
didn't you get
anything.
Any interviews? Why didn't you get any interviews?
Because she can't hear anything. So I asked her a question, and she goes, what? But she still has a cane. She still walks around. She still hits me with a cane a lot. She beats me with that
you
cane.
You should plant a mic on her.
I will.
Just, you know, put a lav mic on a sweater, like a
I
cardigan,
will.
And then put it over her and be like, here you go, Grandma.
Here,
just don't tell
your,
her.
Just
there
don't
you go.
Tell her.
Here,
just
I'm bugging you.
Secretly bug.
Ask her where the
a
gold
95,
is.
Yeah, 95-year-old. That'd be pretty good. She only stopped driving like maybe 3 years ago, something like that. I remember I was down in Florida. With my mom at the time, we were going to visit my other grandma, and my mom gets a call from her, and she was on the phone. And she was like, "It's cool, don't panic." But I was just driving the car, and the brakes went out on it. And she's like 88 years old, and my mom was like panicked. I'm like, "What'd you do? What'd you do?" And she's like, "I just pulled the emergency brake. Everything was cool." Yeah.
Emergency brake. She's probably going like 35, 40 and just pulled it.
Wasn't going
it just shut down the brakes big time. Yeah, it seems with like elderly people, they have that incident where they just end up somewhere and they call and, you know, you're like, oh, why are you all the way over here? And they're like, okay, it's time to kind of, you know, check the keys.
Take
a break. Take
them back.
Take a break.
But then like now she doesn't drive. So like today I got there and my mom was just getting home. And my grandma just wanted to go to the grocery store. She was like, take me to the grocery store. I need to get out. Like, she didn't need anything. She didn't want anything. She just wanted to get out, you know?
We should go. Oh, man, that'd be fun. We should go up there and visit her, record her, and do some nice, you know, because I feel like your grandma needs some nice photos of her. And you could tell her, be like, Grandma, this is the nice photo we take before you die, you know, like the real good photo. You know,
this
and
is
just
the
be like,
last
this is, you
one.
Know, remember you when,
we
you know?
Remember you when you were 95. All right, here's another question I got for you, and I'm going to throw this out. If you want to call in, 718-928-9732. 718-928-9732. If you were going to pick, like, a time where you felt like you would represent you best. I know you're only like 37 years old, but if you were going to represent a time of you best, where do you think you would want to be remembered by everybody?
It's a good question. You asking that to me?
I'm asking it to everybody, but specifically to you since you're the only one here.
Well, yeah, it's true. Now it's pretty great. You know, the boys are awesome.
Yeah. Right now you feel like you're living in your prime. You're like you're on your high horse, you got the kids, you're getting those kids ready for adulthood yourself, and you're trying to teach. You're a teacher. You're a supplier. You're everything that needs to be in an adult man.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. Thanks.
Well, I mean, this is what your image of yourself.
Yeah. No. Well, last night, both boys were like, one boy was on the left, and the other was on the right, and we were just like reading a book, you know, in this like big comfy chair, and I was like, this is great. This is like, you know, that special time that you get before they go to bed. That's just like awesome.
It's bonding,
you know?
Time. It's bonding.
Yeah. Bonding is great, man. Yeah. I think like, you know, two dudes, fantastic.
Right.
It's awesome.
But that's the interesting thing where I was going with that. It's like right now you're thinking this is the prime of my life. And I probably would say now too, like I would love for people to remember me now, but I feel like when you're in that moment, like when I was 25, I'd be like, yeah, I want people to remember me when I'm 25, you know?
We need some like inspirational one of those songs. It's like, remember your name, you know, that like, you know, alt rock or whatever it is. That's just
some
like
bad alt rock.
Remember your name. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, let me see.
Living in the Hall of Fame.
Living in the Hall of Fame. I don't
know. You know what I'm talking about?
No,
you know the song. It's
I don't.
You could be the greatest. You could be the best. It's one of those like pump you up songs that some like 17-year-old douche nozzle listens to on his way to like high school.
I don't. It's great.
Or
though.
Me, I listen to it.
Is that
I
what
wish
you listen
you knew
to?
The song that I'm talking about.
I don't. See if you can find it. I don't know what you're
I
talking
think it's,
about.
It's living in the Hall of Fame or something like that. It's like da 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 da. It's
living
it's,
in the
it's
hall
terrible.
Fame.
But you listen to it once or twice and you're like, yeah, all right, cool.
You are really
living
cool.
in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, this is great.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Do you have that one clip?
Yeah, just
you
on.
Are so dumb.
You are really dumb.
I do love these. I mean, I have a bunch. We should go through them.
Play something. Play something.
Hey, dude. Who's the dude of the day?
Who is the dude of the
Who's
day?
Who's the dude of the day? I think
you know,
Dan.
I'll say the dude of the day is Joseph Marconi for pumping out that awesome logo. Because that looks good.
It does.
Nobody's seen it before except you and me.
Yeah.
And Joe.
Yeah.
And then we didn't post it. I think it's good. I think it's great.
I look ridiculous.
Like you have a mullet.
I have a mullet. I don't know why he gave me a mullet. Of all things he could have given me, give me a mullet. All right, here's another one.
Giggles. Poetry. Corner.
What did we do with Giggles Poetry
that was
Corner?
Good. That was good.
We would just have you do some poetry? Is that what we did?
I think so. Well, we had that one guy.
Yeah.
We should do like a... Oh, God, this is a great idea, but I don't know if we'll ever pull it off. But we got to do a, what do you call it? Just like go through like some of our
like
first
a reminiscing
three shows
show,
and
like,
pull some clips
yeah.
of just some like gold. Because there's got to be some gold.
Oh, there's definitely gold. I mean, we've done this show for long enough. If we went back, we could fill up hours and hours of best ofs, you know? We could totally do it. Here's another one.
Dave and Giggles. Week
in review. Pew.
Week in review.
I always
Why
like
don't
that
we
one.
Actually have like space these out in a timesheet where at like 10 and 15 minutes you play this and it's time for that? Because these sound bites are great, but we're just blowing through them.
We're blowing through them. Like,
this is the point in the show where we blow through all of our sound bites.
Yeah, we blow through all of our ideas and then we just go with it. Yeah, I mean, week in review. All right, let's talk week in review. What happened this week with you?
So, what happened? Well, I did a corporate photo shoot on Thursday, which went pretty well.
Okay.
You know, three different people. There was one female and two males. So I did like, and you know, we had a couple little costume changes or outfit changes, whatever you call it. But some good stuff, like creative. I think it works. And I think like that's my pitch to a lot of people now is that some of these people's profile pictures on their LinkedIn page or their sort of resume or whatever they got going on their website are terrible. You know, and I'm like, why are you using a bad photo?
Well, I mean, so give me an example of like someone, I don't want you to name names or anything, like someone who needs a headshot compared to someone who doesn't need a headshot.
I mean, I think anybody in a professional field, you know, especially like realtors or doctors, who else? You know, anybody who's like their face or their name is their business needs a headshot. You know, they'd be like, oh, that's Jim Bob.
Right.
Well, Jim Bob needs a picture of Jim Bob who does real estate to be like, okay, that's Jim Bob who's going to show up at this house and meet me and my wife to look for a home. You know, like, so you need like, because people want to know what you look like and they want to see the real you before they actually meet you in person.
Well, they want to see if you're trustworthy looking. I mean, I get that with real estate. That's obvious. Like, do you think you need a headshot being a headshot taker?
Yeah.
Do you? When's the last time you took a headshot of yourself?
Oh God, I need a new one because I change. You know, I grow the beard out. You ever evolving? Like, cut the hair.
Yeah.
You know, I like to. You know, I like to make my my appearance change a little bit here and there. You know, because it's fun. You, on the other hand, you've been rocking the same long hair.
I know.
Scruffy face.
It's been like
four years now.
4 years, I think it is. I need to.
You would actually might look pretty weird clean shaven.
Oh yeah,
you know, like your face, like it would just like you'd be like, what happened, where's your
I think I can honestly say I've had facial hair to some degree for how old am I, 18 years
really.
Yeah, I don't think I've clean shaven in the last 18 years. It might have been one or two times I did, but it grew out within a couple of days and I was back at it.
Oh, geez, this is a funny story. So the other night I went to this networking thing.
Dave and Giggles. Week
in review.
Week in review.
Week in review. It's my favorite spot.
So the other night I went to this networking thing.
Uh-huh.
And, a few hours before, I had the beard. And then, so I get this. I love that we're talking about her facial hair.
Yeah.
But I had the beard. And then I was like, all right, well, you know, before I go out to some of these things, I like to shave it up a little bit. And then I started like shaving it, and then I was like, oh man, it was uneven. And so it was the left and then the right. And I was like, ah. And then I was like, I got to just take it all off. So I went clean shaven, but that was my opening line when I went and saw a few people that I knew at this networking thing. And we're sitting around a group of like four or five people. And I'm like, yeah, sometimes before I go to these things, I just like start shaving. And I was like, this is weird. Like I'm talking about like, you know, just, you know,
that's
a panicked
awkward
shave.
That's before, really awkward.
This is like business.
How was that received? Good, like, how was that received by these people you're talking to that you don't really know?
Yeah. No. Well, they don't really know me too well, but I think it was a good opener.
Yeah.
Because they all kind of, you know, if you're the most awkward person in the room, then, you know, everybody gets to look around at you and be like, all right, well, then, okay, that's weird.
There's got
to
be one. The one awkward person in the room. And it's usually you. That's what you're telling me.
Sometimes. Yeah.
What do we got coming up next? I just turned your mic on. So we got the next show in studio with us. Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's
how
going
you doing?
On? Talking about facial hair, you got some good. You got a good beard going.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. I'm going to show Giggles.
See this guy. Oh, hey, what's up, buddy? You were you came on a couple of weeks ago. How
yeah,
are you?
I was the one whose parents used to drag him to the open houses on Sundays.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. Like, I almost went to one today. I was with my son, and I saw an open house. And I was like, oh, open house, Leo. And he was like, oh, yeah, I love those. And I was like, yeah, we don't have time for it today. But it was in a cool neighborhood. It would have been a great – I think it was one of those cool, modern, new, ritzy houses, you know, which I can't afford. And
but I mean,
buy,
when you
but,
were younger, did you, when you went to these open houses, did you like them when you went then? Or did you still like loathe?
No, I loathed it.
You loathed it.
Yeah. I mean, I was a real whiny brat about it, I'm sure. But yeah, I thought it was boring. You know, it was like a Sunday. I'd already had to go to church.
Oof.
And then we would go out to lunch, which was nice.
That's always nice.
Yeah.
After church, like brunch was always the best thing about a Sunday.
Well, we had a rotation in my family. So, and I grew up kind of like in a suburb, so it was all chain restaurants. So it would be like Chili's, Ruby Tuesdays.
So you had like a four restaurant cycle?
Yeah, basically.
So you went to one crappy chain restaurant after another.
But that's all there was.
No, I gotcha. There was like no like, oh, this spot is like they do this thing really well and they're not a chain?
No. I grew up in a suburb.
Where did you grow up?
A suburb of Memphis. So we could have gone into Memphis and had good food. Memphis has got great barbecue, you know, some other good kind of soul food. And there's some good restaurants now. But, I mean, it was like a 20-minute drive, 30-minute drive, and my parents just went into it. Yeah.
They were like, we're going to get food. We're going to fill you. Right. We're going to get home.
But that's what I thought a restaurant was.
That's like, funny.
Did you ever go to a Shoney's?
Oh, yeah.
To a Shoney's?
Shoney's Big Boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shoney's was our after church. I was a church kid too.
That's a southern chain, I'm imagining.
Yeah,
right?
Shoney's. It was in hearing a southern person say it was funny too, because it was just like, oh, we're going to Shoney's.
Yeah.
Shoney's. You know, like the southern draw, like you know, yours isn't too bad. Yours is good. You know, yours is acceptable. But sometimes when it's like too much, you're like, oh, geez.
Heavy. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They it's had too a, much. They had a breakfast bar. I remember, right? That was the big
oh,
thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Salad bar. Whole thing. Whole works.
Yeah.
Shoney's.
So anyway, yeah. So I love going out to lunch, but I hated it because it was like a Sunday. I wanted to go, you know, hang out and watch TV. And
oh yeah, totally. You want to watch Sunday games. Cartoons. Sunday yeah. cartoons were the best. So would they get into the car after lunch and they'd be like, all right, we're going to go look at houses. That's like what we're going to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would they just drive around or would they stop and get out and go in?
No. They would go in. So yeah. Yeah. Weird. We would have to go in.
Who was the proponent of it? Was it your mom or your dad?
I think they were both into it, actually.
So that's where they found their love, to go in and look at other people's houses.
Imagine us living in here, eating at Shoney's every day.
Yeah, and the weird thing was, though, they lived in the same house like my entire childhood. So it wasn't,
they never moved.
No. And they weren't. I don't think they were planning on it.
So they were just giant window shoppers to the biggest degree.
Right, and it wasn't aspirational or anything like that. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, one day we can live in a place like this. They were all kind of the same as the house that we grew up in.
So do you think it was just like, we got to do something with these kids?
No, because it wasn't about us, because we hated it. It was
so weird.
They got, you know what? I'll have to ask him about.
Yeah, ask him about this.
Like,
can
why?
We call in.
Yeah,
can
why they liked in? It. My dad actually calls into our show every once in a while.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Is he still down in Memphis?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. I'll have to ask him, because I don't know what, and I don't think they do it anymore either.
Well, now they're tired. Now they don't have the kids to cart around. They're just going to, like, relax.
Well, they did. So they did finally sell the house I grew up in and built what I call their death house. Which is designed in a way. I mean, it's very smart, but it's also like.
It's all one floor.
One floor.
Yeah, it's a death house.
Yeah.
Ready for death.
Yep. Wide doorways. And, like, the showers. And then my parents are in very good health for the most part, and they're very healthy. But, but
getting ready for it.
They have a very realistic idea, you know, understanding of like what happens.
They're going to die. Everybody's going to die.
Everybody's going to die. And you might as well get comfortable with it.
Yes.
And then just live it out. And we're going to be on
and
one
not
floor.
Not fall down the stairs and die.
Yeah,
it'd be
exactly.
Nice to die on like a single level house.
It'd be great. Know?
Well, I've got an aunt that unfortunately is in poor health, and she did not build a death house for herself.
Oof.
And she lives in a two-story condo, and her knees are all messed up.
So she has another kind of death house, a death trap.
It's gonna kill her. Yeah,
yeah. It's a death trap.
Get her to call in.
Yeah,
get her to call in.
She has to sit on her butt and like go like scoot up the the stairs. She can't even really thinking about it. She should get one of those
scoot like the wall
things. Yeah.
Well, why doesn't she? If they were me, like. I am a lazy man.
Uh-huh.
If it were me and I was like, I can't go up those stairs anymore, the upstairs is now dead to me.
I think that might be honestly, that's probably how it plays out.
Yeah, like this couch, it's good enough for me.
Yeah,
like, I'm
going
to stay down here. I don't need to go upstairs.
I haven't
anymore.
Seen it, but she lives in New Mexico. I haven't seen it, but I imagine that's probably how the reality of it, yeah.
So what do we got coming up today on the show?
My co-host Brock is out on assignment,
So
it's going to be a special Barry's Record Roundup episode. So
nice.
I'm going to play some records.
So that's why Rommel was not here either.
Different trips, actually.
Different trips?
Yes.
Ah, they take separate trips.
Well, they were together on that trip, and then they split apart for the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, I think he's down in New Orleans.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we covered for Rommel on Wednesday.
Oh, how'd it go?
It was really fun. I think it was really good. It was a two-hour show, so... Mm-hmm. I felt like we got our stride going. Like
good.
A 1 hour show is like,
it's, hard.
It's tough because you get a stride going and then it's like, oh, the show's over.
Right.
But a 2 hour, you really like, unfold a little bit. And just
let it sit. I feel like you start to hit like,
a
groove.
Hit a good groove.
It takes a while.
Yeah.
What did you guys decide about facial hair? Pro, con?
I mean, I'm a big proponent of it. Are you? I mean, right now you got none. You are face beardless.
I'm shorn.
Shorn.
Yeah, I'm rocking right now I think it was just not full enough. To look like I kind of looked vagabondish at times.
That's
where
tough.
It wasn't just, it didn't suit my face well.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, well, then let me try to, do a little clean shape.
You do look better with a beard. I'm going to say it. You do.
Thanks, buddy. But, the clean-shaven thing is kind of rare out here, so I'm actually trying to, I'm actually being different.
That Colorado beard feel.
You're the oddball.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a beard. I don't need that guy.
When's the last time that you did not have a beard?
I just grew this for the winter, so I didn't have a beard. I grow a beard during the winter. I don't know if I'm going to keep it once it gets warm.
It looks good on you.
Thank you. I started growing it like in October, I think.
That's a good beard.
Because I took a week-long vacation and went home. So I,
back down to Memphis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
to the death house.
To the death house.
To the death house.
That's right. And I let it grow out because I feel like you need that break.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I mean, that's the same reason you look at like, those late night guys like the Conan and the Dave Letterman.
Oh, man. Have you seen Letterman?
I have seen Letterman. He looks like a homeless man.
Yeah, he looks
but
intense.
Like whenever they took a break, they were like, I'm growing a beard. Yeah. And like, and when they would come back, if they were still coming back, they would shave the beard off. But that time period is like, for some reason, when guys like go, I'm on a vacation, I'm going to grow a beard.
Yeah.
Like, that's what guys do for some reason. It's not like shaving to me is not hard. It's not like it's a hard thing. But for some guys, they're like, I'm not doing anything.
When I was younger, I hated to shave. And then I realized that I'm kind of a moron and I was shaving the wrong way for a couple years in high school.
Like, you were shaving. How's the wrong way?
Against the grain.
So down?
No, up.
Up. Well, up is like, it's the right way to do it, right? Or no?
No,
down.
You want the neck.
On the neck, you should do it up.
Yeah. You want to go with it, not against it.
Down on the cheek.
Up on the neck.
Up on the neck,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was going against the grain everywhere. And of course.
So you're going down on the neck and then like up on the face? You must have cut your face
open. Unbelievable. I went to a Catholic boys school where we had to be clean shaven.
Yeah.
And I hated to shave. So I just let it go until finally somebody would catch me. But I kind of liked it because the punishment was they would give you a can of Barbasol and like one of those cheap disposable razors.
Yeah, like 10-cent razors.
Yeah, and say go to the bathroom and shave.
So you'd shave at school.
Yeah, but I loved it because I would just take as much time as I wanted. So I'd like really lather up. And
my beard is really thick. It's going to take a while.
Oh, yeah, totally, dude. I would go real slow.
That's so
best
wild.
Probably best
so you had you actually wore a uniform as well, I'd imagine.
We had to wear like khakis, a button-up shirt, and a tie.
It was all boys?
Geez. Yeah.
Oof.
I got to talk to this guy. You got to connect me with this guy because I grew up. This could be a new show because I did the private school thing too. So this guy and I probably have a lot in common.
I didn't know you did a private school.
Yeah, I went to a private school for a long time.
Interesting. We'll talk about private schools next week. I did not. I was public my whole life. So I was surrounded by girls. That is what I think fascinates me the most. It's like going to school where there's just guys, no girls.
It's really weird. It's really aggro.
Yeah.
Like a lot of, there's nothing to like kind of put the brakes on the testosterone.
Yeah, it's just like, it's just full blown. It just keeps building like feedback.
Totally. It's it's a loop.
Like I don't even like to go to a job where there isn't a girl that like I can kind of flirt with. Like I need like a girl. I'd prefer the company of women over men. So the idea of going to school with just guys is beyond, it blows my mind.
Yes.
It's just beyond words for me.
I actually work in a field, without going into too much detail, but it's actually more women than men, and it's one of my favorite parts of the job.
Sounds
it's
great.
Just that it's a much friendlier atmosphere.
What kind of job is this? I might change careers.
It's a helping profession, I will say.
Helping profession.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get into that next week. That's awesome. All right.
What's this guy's name? I didn't even
Barry Champlain.
Barry Champlain. That's right.
Yeah, and he's
going to
be spinning.
Thanks for jumping on the last 10 minutes of the show.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me.
And he's going to be spinning some records. What are you going to open up the show with?
A long cut, Brian Eno and Robert Fripp cut.
Nice.
Swastika Girls.
And you got the records.
I do.
Nice.
Yeah, it gives me an excuse.
That is really cool. Yeah. It's fun. There's something like really organic and like kind of old school. Playing a record as a DJ.
Well, it makes me feel like I'm on WKRP Cincinnati, kind of.
Love that show. Yeah. All right, that's it for us.
All right, thanks, guys.
Barry's up next. He's going to kill it. Stay tuned.
All right, thanks.
Later, boys.
Good
Later,
show.
Girls.